course, the pyramids, you know, have our attention, have held our attention for a long time, and rightly so, because they don't fit. I mean, they're a mystery because we know they don't fit.
We don't even know how they were made.
No, we don't know how they were made, and that has been the puzzle. And it's in my book, what I present in a systematic way as possible, I looked at the civilizations and looked for threads, and what I found was, you know, from the Egyptians, the Sumerians, the Incas, the Mayas in China, every one of them claimed that gods gave human beings the gift of civilization.
Every one of them?
Every one of them. They were very consistent on that theme.
And it wasn't like they were all communicating with each other.
No, they were disconnected as far as we know. Of course, this raises the question that, you know, where does the concept, the architectural concept of pyramid come in? Why do we find them all over the planet? There are certain patterns we see, but these cultures don't appear to have been connected, and yet they have some similarities and that same consistent theme of gods descending to Earth and civilizing human beings.
All right, what civilizations are we talking about, let's say, for pyramids? Of course, the Egyptians, right?
The Egyptians. Then we have different types of pyramids, pyramid type structures, you know, step pyramids, the ziggurats in Sumeria.
Right.
Which were very, and these were very sophisticated. Of course, if we talk about, I mean, to get a real idea of how sophisticated the Great Pyramid is, there was a, I don't know if you're familiar with it, there was a study done by an engineering firm, major international engineering firm, and it's, you know, got four names like Menendahl, Johnson, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at the first thing, they looked at the base, and the conclusion they came up with is it would take a laser level to do it as accurately. Now, how an Egyptologist can tell us with a straight face that people could pound, you know, use hammer stones.
They had good eyes, Will. Come on.
And ropes, because we know that the Egyptians called their surveyors rope stretchers.
Yes.
So with ropes and Stone Age tools, you know, they constructed a precision engineered structure that still stands today as the largest stone building on the planet.
And every piece fit like a puzzle.
Absolutely. Absolutely precise, smooth, polished finish. You know, it's just astonishing. And what I think is my growing concern is that Egyptologists are getting more entrenched in just illogical, irrational, unscientific beliefs. I mean, it looks more like an ideology now.
Well, and because of their own ego, they refuse to accept the fact that they could have been built some other way.
Yes.
And I think that's getting in their way. But again, let's get back to the civilizations that had pyramids. So you said the Egyptians,
yes.
The Sumerians.
Yes.
Where else on this planet?
Mexico.
Okay.
Central America. Now, there were, I would consider the mound builders, especially Cahokia.
I've been there.
Yeah. That was a pyramid. You know, that's almost the same base, the same base dimensions as the Great Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan in Mexico.
China?
They're almost the same size. Yes, China. China has pyramids. South America. So at one point in time, there was just a massive amount of labor being expended on building pyramids. Now, were they just monuments? No, I don't think so.
And they were all built, I would guess, generally around the same period of time, weren't they?
Yeah, it looks like it. That could be stretched. I'm sure it's stretched out some. But it looks like a massive amount of energy was being expended on these structures all over the planet, which is astonishing, really.
And here's a $64,000 question. Why?
I think there's multiple, just like the Great Pyramid. Let's use the Great Pyramid, okay? I think it serves multiple pyramid purposes for human beings for thousands of years. As a teaching tool, because as we study it, we've learned, you know, architecture and science, math, and so on from it.
Sure.
Derived principles from it. So I think that was one, you know, one feature of it. I think other features, though, were it had a functional purpose. But here's where I think we get into the major problem. Why our own past is so mysterious to us is I think our brains function differently in that age when that was happening. I don't think we have the same minds that, our ancient ancestors did. In other words, they were more, we're looking for psychic, you know, and paranormal experiences, and they naturally had them.
They had them, and they, for some reason, they all had them at the same time.
Yes, and at some, for some as yet unexplained reasons, I'm doing a lot of research on it, and it's hard to get a handle on. Something changed in all of us as a species, and now it seems like it's almost a recessive gene that some people have psychic abilities, but they're very few.
It's almost like, as I had a caller last hour, we were genetically changed a little bit,
Yes. So
it would be kind of hidden, not eliminated, but hidden.
Yeah, a recessive trait that just pops up in some people.
Right.
And it's there, and it's almost as if our past is, it kind of goes us along and keeps us asking questions, but it keeps eluding us too. And I think in some ways it's probably good, because I don't think that, Ed Leedskalnin, who built Coral Castle, if that kind of ability and power was available to a lot of people, imagine what would happen.
Well, in the wrong hands.
Yes.
In the wrong hands. Now, as you said, the advanced race referred to as gods by humans who didn't know any better, and
right.
But this is going on all around the planet now, right? When this was happening, all these different races, the Egyptians.
Yeah, it happened at different times too. Let me clarify that. I didn't go into like the Australian Aborigines or the Hopi
elders
here in the Southwest,
yeah.
Or the Dogon in Africa. But they're very consistent too in a much earlier phase, right? That they've held on to certain traditions about these gods coming from space back long before civilization.
True, that's true.
So these things have occurred over time, the interventions, over time and on their own time. I mean, people say, well, why don't they come back? Well, they do come back, but they don't come back on your time or my time. They come on their own. And we have to look for the signs, the indicators of when they might be coming.